Distorted View Daily proudly presents Mentally Handicapped Children Talking About Werewolves.
I am the werewolf!
Help! Werewolf in London!
Werewolf in Paris!
Werewolf is fun!
Werewolf is cute! Werewolf is gothic!
I turned myself into a werewolf!
Fight two demons! Werewolf is boys. Naked.
I like to make werewolf movies!
I fight vampires.
Werewolves like to howl.
They meet in the jungle of dark.
Every night I turn myself into a werewolf.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, October 16th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the Wizinator goes down. Plus, stupid gullible old people, and which Brady Bunch star is a coke whore? If you said Florence Henderson, you're only half right. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, thank you so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Got a great program for you today. At the top of the show, I have to share with you Andreas's new ringtone. He made a Distorted View ringtone. Every time someone calls Andreas's phone, this is what is playing. I'm retarded. I don't even remember doing that. That's funny, like when Corey makes those mashups, and I gotta say thanks again to Corey. I forgot to give him credit on the free side for that moment of truth thing that he did with the clips of me. Like, I can't believe I said some of that stuff. Must have been taken out of context. So thank you again, Corey. Everyone check out Corey's website, buttfudgesunday.com. Got an email from the gay black Jewish Nazi for Christ in Canada. GBJNFCIC says, I have a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee to present. I've been listening to the show since 2006. I'm on my second year as a sideshow freak, good boy. And I can't say I remember hearing you play this, but if you haven't, I would like to submit the band Sunseed as a nominee. Sunseed is a Christian band, and I don't know if they had any other hits other than this gem, Jesus is a Friend of Mine. Honestly, I don't think we've played this song before. I can't be certain. You know, we play a lot of Christian songs. Nothing can beat, though, Chock Full of Love.
I got my savior helping my behavior,
and he's chock full of love.
Got brother Jesus,
goddamn Casio keyboard,
he sure pleases. Feeling chock full of love.
Ugh.
There is no room for sad.
Oh, it's so good. I love that song. Here's another one that I don't know if we got around to playing this or not. It's a Christian rap called Safe Sex is Just a Fantasy. That's called a wet dream.
Yo, safe sex is just a fantasy. You lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way. When you have sex with just one lover, you're having sex with all the others.
If you thought it couldn't get worse than a white man rapping, try a white Christian guy rapping.
He or she has had sex with, so even one time, you're still at risk for herpes simplex, virus 2, venereal warts, just to name a few, of the 40 plagues called STDs, sexually transmitted disease. Yo, safe sex is just fantastic. To see you lose more than virginity. Thousands catch an STD each day, so if you're smart, you're going to say no way.
I think he's using a Casio keyboard, too. Maybe he borrowed the Chock Full of Love guy's keyboard.
Gonorrhea leaves very few clues. 2 million have a lot to lose. It is-
All right, you get the idea. Anyways, here is today's selection that was sent in by Gay Black Jewish Nazi for Christ in Canada. This is Jesus is a Friend of Mine. They love that Casio keyboard. Still like Chock Full of Love better.
Got brother Jesus, he sure pleases. He's sending Chock Full of Love. There's no room for separation. He's done all the preparation. I am now his new creation.
Alright, enough of that. Moving on, I've got another clip here for you. This is a very angry man. He's pissed off at a prostitute because she fucks other people and she doesn't live with just him or something.
Why are you so offended by me doing something else?
Because I live with a woman or she lives with me. She doesn't live with other people.
Right.
I do live with other people and I'm going to for the rest of my life.
Think again. No one's going to invite a 70-year-old prostitute over.
I know I'm going to turn you over to them, don't you see?
No.
Oh, shit! You fucking punk! You think you walk out on me every fucking night? You fucking whore! You bitch! Who do you think I am? I'm going to do this, live with other people. You fucking shit!
Wow, lots of drama. Now, the next scene features him fucking a different prostitute. This is a Ukrainian woman, I think.
Suck it. All of it. Come on.
Don't touch me. I have
shit,
no
whore.
No
shit. Shit. Come on, suck it. Come suck.
On. The suck is...
Come on.
Just give me some time. Not too comfortable with this new life.
With Mrs. Doubtfire playing in the background. What?
Yeah, like dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Your ass is gonna be
fucked.
Shut up and take it.
Well, this is why the prostitutes don't want to live with you.
Fuck off. Shut up.
What's your Indian name?
Stinky
whore.
Am I
doing
ready
yet?
Huh?
No.
Come on, bitch. You like that?
No.
You fucking whore.
Oh, this audio would be great if it wasn't for Robin Williams in the background.
Come on.
That's a boner killer right there.
Come on, whore. Come on. Lay pipe to your fucking bitch.
Lay pipe to you fucking bitch. All right, one more clip here, and then we'll get into the news. This is a pair of crackheads, a boyfriend and girlfriend, on the streets of New York City.
That's way in line for the bathroom. That's why it took so long.
The guy's saying that he was waiting in line, and that's why he was not around.
Where'd you go now? I have no idea where you were. Where were you going?
I was finishing my steps.
So full of shit. Everyone's lying to me, man. You mean you finished shooting your crack, right?
No, there is no crack to fucking shoot.
You know something's bad. Fucking lying piece of shit. Twice you left without fucking telling me nothing. Yeah, you won't disappear if I got $200 in my pocket. You're right on my fucking hip.
You're ringing my fucking hip.
No! You're such a piece of shit, man. Now, come here, motherfucker. Protect him. Come on, you want to fucking go?
All right, they're now fighting. He throws her purse into the traffic.
Son of a bitch! Go get myself, Sebastian! Go get myself! You know I need that shit!
So what?
Go get my...
All of her crack is in her purse.
Damn it, man! Fuck! My fucking shirt! This throws my fucking belongings! I don't have anything already, and he throws! Where's my bag? I don't even know where he threw my bag! Where is my bag?
She wants your bag! And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. You smoking crack, Sebastian, you son of a bitch! What did you do with my bag? My bag! I don't have any stuff as it is! He threw my bag! If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the web address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 900. We're nearing 1,000 episodes of DV. You can listen to them all by signing up for the Sideshow. You also get extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Yesterday we did an extended show, the day prior to that we had a bonus episode, and then this past weekend we did a video cast. You can check it all out by signing up for the Sideshow. SuperFreakSideshow.com, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, are you guys familiar with a product called the Wizinator? No? Then you're probably not a drug addict. The owners of the company that makes the Wizinator, a prosthetic penis used to mask illegal drug use, were charged yesterday in federal court with conspiracy to defraud the government and are expected to plead guilty. Now, the way this thing works, as I understand it, is it's a fake penis with a tube, and the tube runs all the way to a pouch that is placed on your leg, right? It's like a flat pouch that contains clean urine. And so, but really the hardest part, I would guess, is getting clean urine, right? Can you order that on the internet? I don't know. Let's read on. Gerald Wills, the president of Puck Technology, based in Signal Hill, California, and Robert D. Catalano, the vice president, are charged with conspiracy for selling two different products that mask illegal substances in a user's urine. The products, named the Wizinator and Number One, are sold through the company's websites. As part of the case, the government is moving for forfeiture of all companies' assets, as well as its internet domain names. The charges were brought, at least in part, after an undercover law enforcement officer ordered one of each product and then had them shipped to the Western District of Pennsylvania. According to the criminal information, the company and its owners defrauded the government Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, which is tasked with overseeing federal workplace drug testing programs. Now, I'm on Wizinator.com right now, and according to the website, you can still order the product. The original Wizinator comes in white, tan, Latino, brown, and black cocks. Now, what's great is if you click on one of the penises, it comes up with a strip of all the different cocks, and then you can sort of place your own penis on the available color strip and match your cock to the Wizinator you would probably want to order. Because some black people might have lighter skin cocks, right? And you might end up needing an Arab penis or whatever they call it, a brown penis. Or a Latino, who knows? Now, my penis, this white seems a little too tan. I'm very, very pale, so I might have to get a custom job done. There's some testimonials here as well. God bless the Wizinator. It no one's fucking business. I'm reading it exactly how it's written. It no one's fucking business, especially not the U.S. corporate government, what you do on your own time. as long as you're not hurting anybody. And it's good to know that there are people out there, like Puck Tech, to help people stand up for their basic right to personal freedom. Thanks. Signed, Amber Watkins, preschool teacher. Now get this, you remember one of my main concerns was, you know, where would you get the clean urine? They sell dehydrated urine! It's a vial of dehydrated synthetic urine, which is enough for a standard urine test. It says here that when reconstituting the urine, approximately 90 cc's of tap water is recommended. So in case you're wondering how to turn powdered urine into liquid form, there you go. So there you go. Wizinator.com is the website. It's $150. Pick it up while you can. The second story we have for you today. Delpha Speaks has 13...
Shut my cock. Feed off of your face.
No.
Get another woman up.
Bad.
Hire a hooker.
Down.
Let's get crazy. Get some coke.
Down, Pat O'Brien. You know what that sound means. It's time for Distorted Views. Access Entertainment Hollywood News and Center Report Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson. Entertainment. Implants. Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
In a new memoir, Maureen McCormick, who played Marcia Brady on The Brady Bunch, admits she was a cocaine fiend who swapped sex for drugs. And she partied at the Playboy Mansion and bedded screen sibling Greg Brady. While on camera, the big Brady sister pined for the monkey's dreamboat, Davy Jones. But off camera, she dated Steve Martin and Michael Jackson. I hope that wasn't when the Brady Bunch was on TV, because she was like 14, right? And Steve Martin was, what, 30, 40, something like that? Yes, Maureen McCormick, 52, dishes the salacious secrets in Here's the Story, Surviving Marcia Brady and Finding My True Voice. The tell-all book hits bookstores on Tuesday and shreds what the actress describes as the unreal perfection of her television teen queen. Quote, "As a teenager, I had no idea that few people are everything they present to the outside world. Yet there I was, hiding the reality of my life behind the unreal perfection of Marcia Brady." Well, since the show has gone off the air, fans have learned that Barry Williams, who played Greg Brady, was a Casanova who romanced not just his on-screen sister, but also his on-screen mom, Florence Henderson. Betcha that sex had some wessonality to it. Yes, and of course the on-screen dad, Mike Brady, was gay. McCormick's publisher last year shot down reports that she had a steamy lesbian affair with Eve Plum, who played younger sister Jan. Still, Here's the Story dishes plenty of dirt, with McCormick revealing that she blew an interview with Steven Spielberg when she was high and had long struggles with depression. The book describes her post-Brady Bunch descent into drug addiction, parties with Hugh Hefner and Sammy Davis Jr., and an unwanted pregnancy. A very Brady abortion. Married with a teenage daughter, McCormick now has settled into a very Brady existence in California with her husband. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Delpha Speak has 13 grandchildren, and she didn't think it was completely implausible that one of her grandsons-in-law would call her to say he was in trouble. The 72-year-old retiree could tell something was wrong, and she wanted to do whatever she could to help. But it was that very concern that almost caught her up in what the state attorney general's office said is a common scam targeting older folks. "He said, Grandma? And I said, which grandson? And he said, guess. And I said, oh, it's Jamie." Stupid, gullible old people. "And he said, yes, it's Jamie." She said her grandson-in-law lives in Kansas City and frequently travels for business, so when he said he was in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, she believed him. "He said, Grandma, I'm in really big trouble. I accidentally killed a prostitute." No, yes. "He said, Grandma, I'm in really big trouble. I've had a car wreck and I have to have $5,000 to get out of the police station." The caller urged her to wire the money via MoneyGram at Walmart and begged her not to call her granddaughter. By now, he was crying almost. He said, don't tell anyone because I didn't tell anyone I was coming here. After she hung up, she told her husband about the call, and he headed straight to the bank to get the money. Then her curiosity got the best of her, and she called the police station. Okay, I'm done with that voice. As soon as I said, do you have Jamie, my grandson, there? They said, ma'am, it's a scam. They're calling people from out of country, and it's always grandparents. And they always fall for it. Well, let's just test this theory out. The story comes from Missouri. I'm going to look up, using the white pages, an old person in Missouri. Now, I told you guys about this before. All you have to do is just find and think of an old person's name, like Estelle. So I'm going to look for an Estelle in the state of Missouri. Give her a call, pretend to be her grandson, and see if I can get some cash out of the old bitch. All right. Thanks to our friends at Skype for making this all possible.
Hello.
Grandma? Grandma?
Grandma who?
Grandma Estelle?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Who is this?
It's your grandson.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
How are you?
Okay.
Listen, I need some money. Can I stop
no.
over? Oh, just a couple hundred?
No.
Couple? Just 50?
No.
Can I borrow your car?
No.
Do you have any valuables like antiques?
No.
Do you have any organs that still work? Do you have a good kidney or something? Oh, you bitch! This is your Jimmy! So close! Getting that old bag's money. A spokesman for Attorney General Jay Nixon said the scammer's line is a familiar one. Quote, that's the classic grandparent scam, said spokesman Travis Ford. The scammer doesn't know the grandchild's name, so they call and say grandma and hope the grandparent gives them the name of the person they're impersonating. Like Jimmy, for instance. Ford went on to say there's been one other documented case of the scam this year when a central Missouri man was nearly bilked out of $8,000. Our advice is for grandparents to stop and collect their thoughts for a minute and then do whatever they can to verify the location of their grandchildren. I felt so dumb, Delpha Speak said. I just never thought it would happen to us. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's see what my freaks are up to.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I support Tim Henson for president.
Oh, Paul R. Nelson is supporting me. My campaign, how wonderful. Paul R. Nelson has, quite possibly, for those of you who don't know, the best political ad ever.
With our servicemen and women facing death every day, what kind of congressman would try to gut military spending? The wrong kind. Ron kind. That's right. Congressman Ron Kind is repeatedly voted to deprive our troops of the funding they need to fight for us. But Ron Kind has no trouble spending your money. He would just rather spend it on sex. That's right. Instead of spending money on cancer research, Ron Kind voted to spend your money to study the sex lives of Vietnamese prostitutes.
Just as important as cancer research, I say.
Instead of spending money to study heart disease, Ron Kind spent your money to study the masturbation habits of old men. Ron Kind spent your tax dollars to study something called the bisexual, transgendered, and two-spirited Aleutian Eskimos, whoever they are. Ron Kind even spent your tax dollars to pay teenage girls to watch pornographic movies with probes connected to their genitalia. Ron Kind pays for sex, but not for soldiers. If Ron Kind had better priorities, you wouldn't be having to hear this. Ron Kind is out of touch, and soon he'll be out of Congress.
I'm Paul R. Nelson, and I approve of this message.
There's Paul R. Paul R. Nelson.
Hey, Tim, Canada. I just had to call you up because I had a really funny sex story for you. Now, I'm at that stage of being poor where payday's kind of coming up soon, but you don't have much in the house to eat, so you're kind of just eating what's around.
Right.
Just because you're going to go shopping soon. As a result of this, I ate a whole jar
My bank account has negative $200 in it.
And because of this, my piss turned beige. And I'm not talking beige.
Wait
like,
a second, what were you eating?
Just because you're going to go shopping soon. As a result of this, I ate a whole jar of pickled beets.
Oh, pickled beets.
And
Jesus.
Because of this, my piss turned beige. And I'm not talking beige like, you know, like tinge. I'm talking like that really deep beige, that 70s shag carpet. Oh, my God, that's beige, beige. Well, anyway, I thought that was kind of weird. But a little later, I ended up getting, you know, intimate with my girlfriend. And
oh, no.
I found out beets do more than turn your bish beige. They also make your cock taste like vinegar.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I said your cum turned beige as well.
I thought you might find that interesting.
Oh, your poor girlfriend.
Jagoo, Tim. This is Rick, the diabetic from San Diego once again. I was just calling to...
It's taking everything in my power not to play Rock Me Diabetes right now.
...explain how you get out of a speeding ticket by claiming diabetes. What you do is when you...
Stop saying diabetes!
Over, you tell them that your blood sugar just dropped really low, and you need to get home and get a candy bar, or you need to get off at the next exit to get a candy bar, whatever the case may be. And it's worked for me pretty well so far.
Huh.
Also, I was just wondering what you use to record your podcast with, because
I'm... A microphone? Haha. Oh, Journey. Okay. Is that all the whole thing is? It's just... It's a minute of Journey. Fantastic.
Hey, Tim. Michael Carino here.
Michael.
From Akron. And I was just listening to the repeat of the 666 show.
Right.
And you were speaking all quiet and stuff like that. And even though I think I know my persuasion, my preference, you were sounding kind of sexy on that.
Oh.
Hey, Tim. This is Wes, Sideshow member from Texas.
Nice.
I was listening to the Sideshow on the 7th, and... You were asking how you would pretend to castrate somebody. There's this movie called Hard Candy with that stupid cunt from Juno in it. Anyway, she pretends to castrate a guy. It's a really good scene.
Huh.
You should check it out.
Anyway. All right, Hard Candy. I'll have to look that up.
Hi, Tim. It's a first-time viewer
no.
of the show. I really enjoy what you're doing. I called your feedback line about the U.S. Senate rates. I was just wondering what you're going to do when you turn 65, because someone mentioned to me that you were going to kill the old people.
Yes.
And my friend Brian is humping a door at this moment. So,
I'm going to have all my listeners, we're going to have a giant bonfire, and we're going to cook me, and then you can all eat me.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow Freak Nybuck from Texas checking
Nybuck.
In with you.
Nybuck!
Hey, I think you have a new ringtone for your ringtone page there on the Sideshow. This is the ringtone right here.
Think about it. There's poo-poo, caca, doo-doo.
That pretty much sums up Distorted View, huh? There's poo-poo, caca.
Love to have that as a ringtone.
All right.
Just an idea. Take it easy.
All right, well, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. Tell us to the government to put deep and get the put up. Tell us to the government to put deep and get the put up. Tell us to the government to put deep and get the put up. Voice of an angel. Vote for us a podcast alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. We'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
This is Duke. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel. Jagoo!
I'ma fucking kill you, motherfucker, old style. You fucking watch, you prick. Fuck you!
Blow it out your ass. I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck.
What?
Blow it out your ass.
Leave me alone,
I got balls of steel.